Interesting, if you want to tell me now, chibin malachta b'moyit. Let's say a person specially put away aside to do the work on Chol HaMoed. Did you not let her do? You could have done it before Chol HaMoed, and you set aside to do the work, to work, make your work on the fields on Chol HaMoed. So the Kanash, you're not allowed to have any enjoyment from it. And then Umeis, then the father died. So it says, could be, like Kansa Bona Bachrov. The Rabbana did not make a Kanash, could be the kid is allowed to have enjoyment from it. You know why? Mishum de la Yavari Surah. Because the father did not do a real Issa. Because the Maisa, he should have done it before Yom Tov. But now that he didn't do it on Yom Tov, the Maisa on Yom Tov is a heter, really, it's a Dover Avot. So it's not considered he really did an Issa. That's why they didn't put the Issa upon the child. But over here the question is like this. Lididei Kontzer Rabbanan. Over here when the father did this Issa, that he sold the Eved Kanani, maybe the Kanas, the Rabbanan is only upon the father. Well, Lacey is not around anymore. I do maybe know the Svari is the Mamoida Kansa Rabbanan. The Rabbanan said, listen, you sold your Eved Kanani. We want the Eved Kanani to be freed. You have to spend the money to buy him back and free him. And it's then upon your money. So even if you die, whoever Yarshnas takes over your money, they have to spend your money to free the Eved. But your Eason, your money's around. That's the Shaila. So Shaila, on Issa the Rabbanan, is the Kanas upon the money also or not? That goes on to the kids. Omalei said back, I'll bring you proof from Shvius. Can you sue along like this? Saw the field on Shvius, that you're not allowed to work on the fields. Shenis kavtsa b'shvius. Shenis kavtsa, Rashi says, nitla menu kaitzim, you just cleaned off your field. You just took off all the dirt on it. All the kaitzim, all the thorns on it. So there's no issue the rice here. Therefore, they didn't make any knas. Could be lechim, you shouldn't do it. But I call upon him, tizrela maitsoi shvius. After Shvius, you're allowed to use the fields. What about Nidaiva and Nidaira? Let's say Rashi says, Nidavlo, you put fertilizing on your fields. And you know, Nidaira, Rashi, they deer beimer, like you let your animals work on the fields. It's like Tizlo Mesoy Shvius, then as a Knas, you're not allowed to use these fields on Mesoy Shvius. And the Yom Rabbi Yezim Rechanina, Naktina, we learned, Hetiva, the father, fertilized the field. That's not an Issa the Reis, it's only an Issa the Rabbonin. Umeis, and then the father died. The child has a right to use this field right after Shvius. Alma, what do we see? That if you own it over in Issa, the Rabbonin, Lididei Kansu Rabbonin, the Rabbonin made a Knas upon the father, Librei Lakansu Rabbonin, but upon his children, they did not make the Knas. So same thing here also. The Rabbonin did not make the Knas upon the children, they did not have to buy the Yevit. Omer Abaya, by he says, Naktinu, we hold, Ti mei Taira Shachaveroi. Let's say you went, your friend was a Kayin, and he had Truma, and you went and took his sheretz and touched his tyrus, so you amafsted his tyrus. So lochrid, that's called a hezek shein nikar, that midiraisa your potter, it's only knas midirabon and you have to pay him. Umeis, and now the father dies, so lochrid, loikonsa rabon abunay achrov. The kid's children do not have to pay the money back. My time, why? Because hezek shein nikar loishma hezek. Midiraisa, when you went and made his truma, Tomei, you can't see the difference. The truma looks the same way. The fact you put a sheretz on top of it, you can't tell the hezek. So that's a new svar, midiraisa, you're not chayiv to pay him the loss that you caused him. The konsur rabbonin, it's only knas from the rabbonin. Therefore, our svar is, lididei konsur rabbonin. The rabbonin made a knas upon the father that did this action. He'll have to pay back the person the value of a truma. But lebrei, like konsur rabbonin. But to a child, if the father dies, since it's only Issa, the Rabbanim, to pay back, they did not make the Knas upon the father, upon the children. Then the Mishnah says, Oilu Chutzlaretz. If you sell your Eved Kanani to somebody living in Chutzlaretz, it's also a Knas, you have to let him go free. Turn Rabbanim, Hamoicher Avdel Chutzlaretz. If you sell your Eved to someone living in Chutzlaretz, Yotzlacheret, this Eved has a din not to go out free, but Sarah gets Shichem and Rabbi Shaini. And really, who owns the Eved right now? The sale takes place. So the guy in America now owns this Eved. So the one in America, he has to free this Eved. If Shimon Gamil Leimer, Pomim Yotz, Pom La Yotz, depends. Sometimes the Issa was done, he goes out free, and sometimes it's not called the Issa was done, he doesn't go out free. What's the case? Kate said, Oh ma ploini avdai, mechartia le ploini antuki. If I stam say I'm selling my Yevid to the American, Antukia, man from Antukia, from Chutz Lawrence. is La Yatza, then you don't go out free. Now, if you're in Eretz Yisrael right now, Zal, when you're visiting in Eretz Yisrael, somebody comes to you and says, I'm selling you my Eva to this American, so that's called La Yatza L'Cheres. Because just the fact that he called you an American, but it could be that you're living in Eretz Yisrael, it could be you have in mind to stay there. Like the master did not know that you have intentions of taking him outside Eretz Yisrael. So that's not considered like you sold him to go to Chutz Loretz, therefore there's no knas. But if you say though, B'shash, you're selling it, that you're selling it, le'antuchia, she'be'antuchia, I'm selling this American living in American, in America, then yotza, then taki goes out free. Because since you know that he lives there, that's like for sure you're selling it to him to use it there. For the law of our time, we learn like this, if you sell it to a person, stam antuchi does go out free. So not like we just said, if you stam say you're selling it to an American, he doesn't go out free. And here it says he does go out free. But the antuchi ashruya belud, lo yotza. But you're selling it to an American that lives clearly in lud, then it's lo yotza. So Mar says, lakash is no stira. I'll tell you, hod the yisle base of Eretz Yisrael, hod the yisle yishmiz of Eretz Yisrael. If this person has a house in Eretz Yisrael, then he doesn't go out free. Like, since you know he has a house there, could be plans to stay and live here. So you didn't have in mind to sell to America, you had in mind to let this American use it here in Eretz Yisrael. But if you know the guy is staying in the hotel there, he's staying in the hotel there, so you know for sure he doesn't live there. So you know for sure this American in a hotel, everybody knows, if you see an American in a hotel in Eretz Yisrael, he doesn't live there, he's going back home soon. So Mel, if you sell it to him, you know for sure it's like selling it to America, therefore it goes out free. Boy Reb Yirmiyah, Ben Bovel Shanos Isha Eretz Yisrael. Person living in Bovel takes a wife that lives in Eretz Yisrael. Now, Ve'echniso loy avodim u'shvachis. Now the wife, she owned avodim before, so when she gets married now, the din is, she gives it over to her husband for the work. The work of it belongs to the husband. Ve'dayt alachs, and the husband is has a mind to go back to Bovel. So now, what's the loch? It's considered like she's selling it now, giving over to her husband, that it should be used in Bovel, so it should be a knas that goes out free or not. That's the shayla. So, tiboy lemandiyah madinimo, it's a shayla, the loch is like her, tiboy lemandiyah madinimo, then it's like her, like him. The question is, that true, the husband has a right to use the nichse melud, but when he gives her a get, she gets it back. Now let's say the wife says, I don't want to take the money, I want this thing directly back. So it's a machlokes, if the husband doesn't want to give the thing back, he wants to give you the value, can the husband say that or not? So one says the loch is like her, the husband has to give it back to her, and one says no, the loch is like him, he has the right to keep it and give her the money. So it's like this. Tiboy lemandiyah madinimah, tiboy lemandiyah, tiboy lemandiyah madinimah, the din is like her, that she has the right to get back this eved later. Kivah that dinimah, since the loch is like her, kedidah damir, it's still, the eved still remains like by her, so it's still like the eved still belongs to her, it's not called, you sold it to Chutz Loretz. Or maybe kiva the mishabdi leil peri, but maybe the husband has a right to use it. Kididei dami, it's like you're giving it to your husband. Therefore, it's still like you sold it to Bavel, it goes out free. But he boilom leachesh. Also, the question lemandia madini moi. Even if the loch is like the husband, if the husband wants to keep it, he has a right to keep the yevid. So kiva the dini moi kididei dami. Since the loch is the husband later has a right to keep the seven, so now when the wife from Eretz Yisrael gives her husband this eved that's going to live in Bovel, it's still like you're selling an eved to somebody in Bovel, it should go out free. Or maybe, kivun the lekon lelegufe, maybe since right now the husband does not own the guf of the eved, right now the guf of the eved still belongs to the isha. It's only the husband has a right to use it. So maybe kididah dami is still considered like hers, it's not called like you sold it. Therefore, take what's a suffix, allow the chiyuv to be, if it will be a suffix or not, to take it. All right, we'll stop here. You're holding up mem dollar on the base, the bottom. Mar says, Amar Rabavua, Shonu li Rabbi Yechon. Rabbi Yechon taught me like this. Eved she yotso acha raboy lesuria. An eved kinani that by himself followed his master that went to Syria. Now Syria itself, that's like Syria, that's called, Rashi says, the first big line, that's Aram Tsoiva. Like we had in the first parak, that if you sell your Rebbe to Syria, it's Kamecha L'chutz Loretz, and he goes out free. So here the story was, he didn't sell him yet, but the master by himself went to Syria.
And the Eved by himself followed him. So the case is Eved Shiyotza Acha Rabbi Surya. Omochroi Sham. Now that the Eved followed his master, when the master saw him there, so there in Surya, now the master sold him to somebody else. So he says Aloch Rabbi Yechanan that Rabbi is Yotzlacheris, that he goes out free. This is also called he's over the Yisraelite, he's selling your Eved to Chutzlaritz, and therefore there's the Knaf that he goes out free. So where's the question now? V'otoni Rabbi Chia says, Ibed Esachusai, that the Eved loses his Chus. In other words, he has to remain an Eved, he does not go out free. So it's a Spira. So where it says Lakasha, there is no Spira. Kan Shedas Rabbi Lasser. It depends why the master went to Surya. If the Yodin went to Surya Stam for a visit, but he had in mind to come back to Eretz Yisrael, so then we say when the Eved followed the master, the same thing, the Eved did not really want to stay in Surya, he just went to visit to come back. So therefore when the master now sells him to Surya, now you're like taking him away from Eretz Yisrael, therefore you have the Knaas, he goes out free. But the second case is Kan Shein Das Rabbi Lasser, where the master did not have in mind to return. So the Eved knew this. So when the Eved went after the master, the Pshat is the Eved by himself went out to Chutz Loretz. So then there's no Knaas upon the Yodin why he sold him. Verse says, but Tanya, I'll bring you a proof like to this. It says, Yoysu Eved Achar Rabbi the Surya. If the Eved followed his master that went to Surya. Samura says, Yoytzei Mashm, like he has to go. Samura says, Le Sagad Le Nofek, like isn't the Loch Riz, that the Eved would not have to follow the Master. For Atanam, we learn like this, V'yein HaKil Moitzian, you can't force everybody to leave Eretz Yisrael. And as if the Master leaves Eretz Yisrael, he can't force his Eved to go along. Sakim, it says, Loshin Yoytzei Mashm, we force the Eved. Samura says, no. Ella, what I meant to say is, Yotzu Eved Acha Rabbi L'Surya. If the Eved went by himself, in other words, the master picked up and moved to Surya, and now his Eved Kanani went along by himself, Omochra Rabbi Shom, and over there in Surya, the master sells the Eved Kanani to another Yid, so it depends. Imdas Rabbi Lachzor, if the master himself really had a mind to return to Eretz Yisrael, so he say when the slave went, it's also the same thing, he had a mind to return. So he's still considered like an Eretz Yisrael. So now by you selling him, you're like selling him to Chutz Loretz. Therefore, Kaifer Neisoin, we force the master to free him. The second master. V'yemein das Rabbi Lachzor. But let's say when the master went, he went to move to Surya. He doesn't have a mind to come back. Then the Lachzor is, Ein Kaifer Neisoin. Then if the master sells the Eved, it's considered like the Eved went out by himself, and there's no Knaas, he doesn't go free. Omar Rav Onan. Rav Onan said, Shamat mino de mashmul tati. I heard from mashmul two alochis. Chodo hach. One aloch about this, about selling an Eved if he goes out free or not. Vidach, another aloch I heard from mashmul was, the Yitra will learn like this. If somebody sells his field on Yovel itself, and we know the loch is on Yovel, all the fields come back again. It's like, what kind of selling is this? You're selling your field, but you're going to get it right back again. So Rav Amarav says, Mechura v'yotze. Yes, it's called a Mechira. It's called you sold it. And v'yotze, you get it back. In other words, the money. Or you have a right to keep the money, even though you get your property back. Shmuel Amashmuel says, no, ain't a Mechura kolika. It's not called a sale. Because since this year, anything that was already sold, you get back. So pshit, you can't sell it. So now, Mashmul says he heard over two alochis. Rav Onan says, Rav said he heard over two alochis from Mashmul, these two alochis, whether you sell your Revit or whether you sell your fields on Yovel. And he heard over from Mashmul that was, Bechodo Hadri Zvini. In one case, the Mechir is not Chal, the Mechir goes back, like the money goes back. And the other case, when you sell one of them, the money stays by the one that sold it. The money does not go back. Now, I'm not sure on which one Mashmul said the Mechira is no good, and which one he said it is good. So now the Gemara says, Amar Rav Yosef, Rav Yosef said, let ourselves take a look. Let's see what's doing here. Midatoni bebraisa. Since it says in the braisa that hamoicher avdo lechutz loris yotzal lecheris fitzarach get shichra merabai sheni. It says clearly if you do sell your eved to somebody living in chutz loris, so there's a kenas now that the new person that bought it, the second master, has to free the eved. So you see here the second person is called the master. So Shema Mina, from here we see Kiniya Rabbi Shani, that the second master in Chutz Loretz is kind of the Eved. The sale did go through, and therefore the din should be V'loy Hadriz Vini, the money does not go back. So therefore, if you sell your Eved, you're living in Eretz Yisrael, you sell your Eved to somebody living in Chutz Loretz, the sale takes place, the second person now owns the seventh Kanani, just as the Kanas the Rabbanan made, that the second person has to free him. And when did Shmuel say Hadri Zvin is not called a sale? That's on Yovel. If somebody goes to sell his property on Yovel, that's not called the Mechira, then the money goes back. So Gemara says, Rav Onan, like Rav Onan